Good. We're now joined by our third place finisher, Austin Hill, driver of the number 16 Toyota with Hattori Racing. We are going to open it straight up to questions for Austin. A reminder to everyone, if you have a question, please raise your hand. You can go to the reactions button down at the bottom of your screen, or you can send me a message through the chat. But we will open it up with Cole Cusimano.
Thank you. Hey, congrats on a great finish today, Austin. I'm curious. At the beginning of the race, you said that the brake pedal was spongy. Did this play a factor throughout the entire race and ultimately in your third place finish?
No, not really. I still had a brake pedal. It just, for whatever reason, seemed like I had to pump it like once when we come down pit road just to make sure the brake pedal was there. But at a track like this, we were so close to wide open. You know, I really wasn't using very much brake. The only time I would use brake is if somebody was coming across my nose and I knew that the splitter was going to come up or something, I would jab the brake a little bit just so the splitter would kind of stay down so I wouldn't get as aero tight behind them. But ultimately, you know, the biggest thing was for us tonight was we kept having the left front cord. I know a lot of other guys, their left front was corded pretty good too. But our truck would just get so tight right when that left front would start cording. I could almost feel it the exact lap that it would start cording. So that was ultimately the biggest deal for us, is we just couldn't keep it free enough to really make a charge there at the end. I would just get too tight behind them. And if we could ever got clean air, you know, maybe we could have held them off, but clean air was huge.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Austin, do you think it was the change in the tire that made it more tight for you and caused the cording, or, you know, just because it was different from what you were used to last fall?
Well, you go back to the first Vegas race that we ran, we had a lot of left front cording going on during that race. So I don't know if like the air temperature and us carrying that much more speed through the corner at this track plays a factor. I know in the fall race, it seems like you're doing more lifting because it's hotter out and it's slick. So you're not abusing the front tires as much. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but I felt like we had a decent balance tonight in our Ibaraki Toyota Tundra. It was so hard to come through traffic for me. I know at the start of the race, Kyle, he kind of just drove up through there like it was nothing. And I lost track of him and I didn't get up there and I didn't get the stage one stage points like I was hoping for. And I was really frustrated just trying to figure out if there was things that I needed to be doing differently air-wise or if it was just something we needed to work on with the truck. And we just kept working at it. We just kept getting it better. We kept freeing it up and ultimately just got a really good track position. Our pit crew guys did a heck of a job all night. It seemed like we gained a couple spots every time we went down pit road. So I think that clean air was really the key. It always is in these truck races, but tonight it was really crucial with the way the left front was quartered.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Chris Knight.
Hey, Austin, now that you have a nice rebound to your season, do you feel like when you get into the meat of the schedule that John Hunter Nemechek is probably going to be your biggest guy that you guys are chasing for that championship title?
Say that one more time.
I said, now that you got your season back on track and you're getting ready to go into the meat of the schedule, do you think that John Hunter Nemechek being in that KBM truck is going to be someone you guys are going to have to chase every week?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's going to be one of the guys that you got to beat each and every week. But I think everybody at HRE, Hattori Racing Enterprises, and everybody back at the shop and Scott, I think that we're good enough and we're a good enough team to go out there and compete with them. I think we can compete with Kyle. I thought that tonight we could have competed with Kyle. We stayed right there with him there at the end of the race. That last restart, it just came down to – who was the best pusher, and Kyle just gave him a heck of a push. And I don't remember who was behind me. I think it was Crafton. He kind of got unlocked from my bumper, and that kind of separated us. So that was kind of the biggest game changer in the race. I think if Kyle would have chose the outside lane and restarted behind me, it could have been a different story. You know, we could have got the lead and maybe held him off. So just these restarts are so crucial, and I think obviously John Hunter is going to be one of the guys to beat, but we can definitely go out there and beat him.
How do you feel about going home in Atlanta a couple weeks?
I am probably as excited as you can be to go back to Atlanta with how the race ended for us last year, having a 5-6 second lead and it coming down to a green-white checkered and our truck just not being great on a green-white checkered. And we had a truck that was a really good long-run truck. And there was things that I could have done differently to win that race. So to finish second, it still burns me to this day. So, I'm more than ready to get to Atlanta. I wish we were racing it tomorrow just so we could get out there. And I love racetracks that are worn out, and Atlanta's a wore-out racetrack. So I think we have a really good chance of going out there and finishing up front and hopefully coming home with a win.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Sterling Price.
Thank you. Austin, congratulations on the great run tonight. How important is it to have such a strong run tonight, considering just the disastrous start your team has had to start the season?
Yeah, I mean, our number one goal coming into the night, it was to win the race, and we fell short. So, you know, it's good to get back on the right track, but at the same time, we still want more. We're not happy with third place. We still want to win, and we got some things that we need to work on going forward, especially if this tire package is going to be, you know, if we're going to have the same left side and right side tire at a lot of these other racetracks, we got to figure out what we can do to minimize the cording and to have the truck, the Tundra, you know, last a little bit longer. Seemed like we could make it 15, 20 laps and then the truck would start falling off because you'd have that left front cording. So we're just going to get back in the R&D center, get back in the lab and figure it out. We just got to figure out, you know, what I can do different as a driver possibly to save that left front a little more and what we can do under the setup to try to help it for the future. But yeah, it's good to get back on the right foot, but you always want more if you're not bringing home the trophy.
Thanks, Austin. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Next, we're going to go to Luis Torres.
Sorry about that. I had to turn on the mic. Anyways, Austin, to add on to what Sterling just said, how crucial is it to continue having the strong, consistent results at Las Vegas, knowing that will be the first round and the first race at the round of six that will determine, hopefully, from your guys' perspective, I'd imagine, to get into the championship four at Phoenix?
Yeah, I have all the confidence in the world in my guys when we come to a mile and a half. Really any racetrack we come to, but especially the mile and a half. The mile and a half is just our cup of tea. It's what we're good at. We're really good at these mile and a halves, and we're really good at the long runs. And there's things that we just do as a team that make us really strong on these mile and a half. So any mile and a half we go to, I feel very confident at having a shot at winning. You know, Las Vegas has been really good to me, and I don't know how many years in a row, but we, you know, how many races in a row here at Las Vegas, but we finished inside the top three or five for the last couple of years now, it seems like. So we have a really good package here. We're really good. So I think that'll carry over into Atlanta, and we'll have a good shot.
Thank you.
All right. And that's all the time we have now for Austin. We're going to send him on to his next obligation. Thank you, Austin, for joining us. Congratulations on the race tonight.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And everyone will be joined shortly by our second place finisher, Kyle Busch, and then our winner, John Hunter Nemechek. All right, everyone, we're going to be joined here by Kyle Busch. Let's just get him spotlighted here. Hey, Kyle, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to jump right into questions here for Kyle. Kyle is our second place finisher tonight, and the number 51 Cessna Toyota is also the winning truck owner of the number four Mobile One Toyota that was driven by John Hunter Nemechek. So he's here and can answer double duty questions for you guys. We are going to kick it off with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Kyle, what do you feel like the win can do for John Hunter and Eric?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they really needed a confidence boost, but certainly I think it is some of that. You know, Eric obviously coming back and coming back to KBM, coming back to the Truck Series, you know, doing it's essentially what I wanted him to do. I never wanted him to leave, but coming back home, if you will, to Kyle Busch Motorsports, and, you know, also having John Hunter come over. John Hunter's won with his dad's team. He's won in Xfinity. He's been up to Cup and, you know, wanted to get back to running up front, winning, and in victory lane. We had plenty of conversations last year about a lot of that stuff. So it's just really refreshing and cool to see him be able to do that. Eric Phillips to be able to come back and to succeed so early. Those guys, they've been contenders each and every week. I mean, shoot, they could have won the Daytona Road Course, you know, but come up a little bit short. So it's just refreshing to see that truck, another driver to be able to run up front with our equipment.
And I'm sure you know that whenever you have a spin like the one you had, there's going to be questions. So can you kind of take me through your spin? Thanks.
Nope.
I'm sorry?
Nope.
You're not going to explain what happened?
Nope.
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to go to Mark Garrow.
Thank you. I'm going to try to ask a question where I can get more than a one-word answer. I'm hoping. Kyle, you drivers down on ground level, you see and understand the little nuances somebody has to use to lead a race and win a race at the end, like John Hunter Nemechek. Your thoughts on how he performed at the end with a number of restarts and then with you directly behind him after that final restart, after things sort of settled out?
Yeah, the his restarts, we had a super good restart there about mid-race and shot out front, shot to the lead. And then the next one, we kind of bunched it up too much and messed up. But then there at the end, I felt like we got another good one there. And I got us both clear. That's the game plan, was to push hard enough to get us both clear. So we did a good enough job. It's responsibility on me. It's responsibility on him in order to get that done and execute that right. So fortunately, we did. And that was – The first and foremost priority was to make sure that we could get the four truck out front, get cleared, and then hopefully we could settle it out for a win between the two of us. And I just wasn't good enough there at the end in order to run him back down. He was running some really good laps and doing a really good job and race all day long to be able to get himself in that spot.
Thank you. Again, were there little things that he was doing that you thought, okay, if I was leading, that's exactly what I'd be doing to make sure I kept the second guy back?
I mean, yeah, there's little tricks to the trade, and him and I, we've talked about some of that stuff in the past, and this is being recorded, so that's it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Next, we're going to go to Cole Cusimano.
Since we're taking the time to talk, Kyle, tires played a huge factor tonight. Do you anticipate more of the same come Sunday in terms of courting and such? And is there anything else you may have learned tonight that you could apply to the cup race?
Yeah, a little bit of lane selection stuff, a little bit of dirty air. You can kind of learn some of that stuff. It's just a reminder. Obviously, you don't have practice, so you don't get a chance to get out there and kind of feel some things out ahead of time. So you kind of are winging it as you go along. But it's a good reminder. You know, you can watch film and look at different things as much as you want to, but until you get out there and kind of feel it, you don't really pick up on some of that stuff sometimes. So, you know, obviously the tire tonight, you know, it was a green racetrack, very green, nothing on it at all. So, you know, the first stage, I felt like their tires were pretty wore out, but even at the end, the last stage there, I felt like, you know, if there was a set of tires laying with that caution we had with 15 or 16, whatever it was to go, I was like, man, I want to come down and get another set, you know, but we were all out. So having a short tire set, honestly, just it kind of lends itself to no pit strategy. You know what I mean? Like, you pit at the stage breaks, you pit once when you can make it the rest of the way on fuel, and everybody's going to take their tires then. And that's pretty much it, because if you come and take tires, which I think a couple of guys did, I don't know where they made it back to, but it's just way too hard to make that kind of track position back up when the tire separation, coming back through traffic with the tire separation not being that great.
Thank you. Good luck Sunday.
Yep.
Next, we're going to go to Jenna Fryer.
Hey, Kyle. This is a kind of strange timed question. I've been talking to Mars and Ethel M about Sunday in the car. I know it's the sponsor thing, but at the same time, Ethel M is a thing here in Vegas. And I understand you have a history with your grandma at the cactus farm. I'm just wondering, you know, it's all full circle with Ethel M on the car Sunday in Vegas, something that was in your life before Mars was in your life. If you can just talk about what it all means and it being full circle.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. It's very special to me because, as you said, you know, my grandmother and I, we've gone to the Cactus Garden a couple of times there at Ethel M over in Henderson. And, you know, the Cactus Garden wasn't necessarily the first place we were going to. I think it was more so for the chocolate. But, you know, past that, just having those memories and spending time there for a couple of times when I was a young boy, it was really cool to do. And obviously, Ethel M is also celebrating their 40th anniversary of being here, being in business, being in Las Vegas, Nevada. So that's paying homage to them, having them on our race car. I'm really excited about that. William Clements is a huge part of our program, and he's now kind of the in charge of the brand over there with Ethel M and what all he does to help push the Mars brands on the race car. So I'm excited about that, you know. Wish my grandmother was still around in order to see that. I'm sure she would have a special feeling around that paint scheme and that opportunity to run that on the race car, but she'll be smiling from above.
Is it sort of odd, you know, this thing with your grandma that wasn't, you know, Mars wasn't part of your life then, and here it is all together now?
Yeah, it's crazy how life comes full circle sometimes with, you know, these weird things that happen. And yeah, you're right. I was never in my mind and my wildest dreams that I ever think that, you know, being a race car driver sponsored by M&M's was going to the Cactus Garden and having some Ethel M's chocolate was going to come full circle for me. And 35 years later.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the great evening for your team. We're going to bring your race winning driver in here now.
All right. Congrats, brother. Good job, man. We'll see you back at the shop.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
All right. We are now joined by our race winning driver, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 4 Mobile 1 Toyota. We will get straight into questions for John Hunter here. We will start with Mark Garrow from PRN.
Thank you. Congratulations, John Hunter. Just talking to Kyle about some of the things drivers do at the end of a race that we can't see, the little tricks, the nuances that you get, the people trailing you get, but we don't see. Were you using some of those tricks that Kyle said since we're being recorded, he couldn't talk about that you guys have talked about? And just can you talk about some of the things you're doing inside the truck to hold them off at the end?
Yeah. Definitely was utilizing some of those tricks that him and I have talked about in the past. I can't disclose what those are or what I was doing inside the truck to be able to hold him off. But Kyle has been a great boss, a great mentor. I feel like I've kind of grown a relationship with him over the past year or so. And I've been able to pick his brain a lot and ask him questions and discuss different things to be able to be in this position. And just so thankful for the opportunity from Kyle and Toyota and everyone at TRD and just all of our partners for getting us here. And it's great to be back in Victory Lane. That's all I can say.
All right, next we're going to go to Jim Utter.
Congrats, John Hunter. Obviously, you knew when you signed up at KBM, you already mentioned that you guys definitely were, you know, it was all about wins. But you also knew that at some point you'd probably be racing the boss. What was it like to, in his very first race this season, to be put into that position?
It was an amazing opportunity. Let's just put it that way. Like I said before, Kyle has been a great boss, a great mentor, someone that I feel like I can call a friend. It's been amazing to kind of see the process over the off season. For myself, learning a lot of things that I wasn't quite aware of and being able to build off that. And like we have said from the very start, We've used the hashtag from the very beginning when we announced myself coming from KBM that we're hashtag here for wins, and we were able to get it done tonight. We've been close the last 2 weeks, but finally being able to get the victory lane with a whole new group, in a sense, bringing Eric back to the truck series. We're just adding to his winningest tally as crew chief in the NASCAR King World Truck Series. And all my guys, everyone at KBM, they gave us one heck of a truck tonight. Kyle's truck was really fast as well. And luckily we were able to execute on that restart there at the end and put ourselves in position to be leading and win this thing.
And obviously you haven't been there very long, but what's your impression on how it will go over at KBM in general to see one of the other trucks winning races other than just Kyle, that like it has been most recently?
I think that was the goal with coming in. He wants to win races every single week if he's running or if he's not running. He wants one of his trucks to win. So I feel like Kyle kind of made the call, and he said it before that he wanted a Matt Crafton type guy to come into KBM. And luckily I was the lucky one at 23 years old to be able to be called that to come into this opportunity for Kyle and kind of be the veteran of the team and help Chandler and all the younger guys that are running in the 51 as well. So it's an amazing opportunity. Like I said, I'm shocked right now, but I'm super stoked and super happy that we're able to be here.
Thank you very much.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockris.
Hey, John Hunter, why are you shocked?
Well, Bob, it's amazing to see the growth and the development that I feel like I have been able to overcome through the years of racing. And I've gained a lot of experience, but it goes back. I haven't won in 2 years, Bob. So that takes a toll on you mentally. That takes a toll on you as a person, as a driver, saying, can I do this? So being able to kind of get back behind the wheel and be competitive and have a shot to win every single week with an amazing organization. I guess I shouldn't be shocked, but it's kind of like a starstruck moment. I didn't know if it was going to come this early or not. And we have our stuff together, it seems like, and we're going to continue to build and keep this momentum going and continue to get better on our communication and everything that we can as a team.
And if you don't win, people will look and say that the move to KBM was not a smart decision. But now that you've, I mean, so do you feel like, I don't want to say vindicated, but feel like that this proves that this decision was the right move?
For sure. I think tonight after getting out of the truck, Bob, I was very kind of holding back emotion in a sense. And it's just so rewarding to be able to make that decision and stick with it. And I mean, moving from the Cup Series back to the Truck Series, I think you were one of the ones that asked me about that when we first announced this deal. And for us to be able to come out here and win a race in our third start together as a team and be able to be competitive every single week, I mean, the expectation is there for me to win, from Kyle, from everyone at Toyota, from all of our partners, from sponsors, from my wife even. The expectation is to win, and we're using the hashtag here for wins. So it's very validating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Tom Zalewski.
Hi, John Hunter. As Kyle had his flat tire with inside of 50 to go, and then a few moments later he got his lap back. Did you find that it was still the challenge was just kicking into gear a little bit? Were you thinking, oh crap, he's coming at you?
No, honestly, I didn't know that he had gotten his lap back. I didn't know that he was a lap down. He had a flat tire behind us there. We were able to pull away on that short run, and I didn't know how the long run was going to pan out, but I felt like the race was going to come down to the one of us of the KBM trucks if it went green the whole way. So I wasn't focused on him. I was focused on our race, our truck, our team, what adjustments we needed on that last pit stop to be better. And my pit crew was amazing tonight. All the calls on the box were great. We made the right adjustments, and we got to where we needed to be there at the end.
There wasn't any other communication that the 51 was coming until,
no.
Until they got there?
Nope. Not until that last restart that he was going to line up third there behind us. And he pushed really, really hard. I can tell you that. So I'm glad that he was able to be there and help us get us this victory tonight.
Good. Well done.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Chris Knight.
Hey, John Hunter, was tonight's performance an indication or a message to the other teams and drivers that if you want to have a shot at this championship, they're going to have to get through that four truck?
I definitely hope so. We want to win as many races as we can this year. We want to lead as many laps as we can this year. We want to do the best that we can possibly do every single week. We want to win stages. We want to have stage points. I think we're leading the points now after this weekend. So that's a huge gain for us. So we just got to keep the momentum rolling. We've had three solid weeks, and we've gathered a lot of stage points as well. So we're looking forward to the next few races and just taking them week by week, and hopefully we can win all of them.
And this is Toyota's third straight win of 2021. When they added you and Thor Sport back to their lineup, that was their goal to essentially dominate the series. Obviously, it's paying off. What can you say about that program?
Yeah, it's awesome to see Toyota and TRD and everyone involved has given me this opportunity. That's how this whole opportunity kind of came about over the course of last year. And it's very rewarding to see them give us all the tools and everything that we need to be able to succeed as a team, as an organization, and personally for myself as a driver. So we're going to stick to it. We're going to keep on keeping on and maximize and optimize everything that we have.
Thanks for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Cole Cusimano.
Thank you, Steph. Congrats, John Hunter. What was going through your mind in those final laps with the Bossman in your rearview mirror? And then what were you finally thinking when you held off arguably the best driver in trucks at Vegas?
Yeah, I don't think that I looked in my rearview mirror those last few laps. I was focused on the task at hand. And luckily, I have Kyle's Cup spotter, Tony Hirschman, up on the spotter stand. So he was keeping me updated, trying to help guide me on what I needed to do and kind of where I needed to run to be able to do the best that I could do. And luckily, he wasn't able to catch us there at the end. So huge day for myself, our team, all of our partners, everyone involved in Kyle Busch Motorsports in a whole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Ashley McCubbin.
Talk about being here for the wins. But realistically, is there a set number of wins that you'd like to finish the season with?
I come into every race hoping to win. So we want to win as many races as possible. If we can win every single one from here on out, that'd be amazing. But that's also not quite realistic. So we're focused every single week. We'll have fun tonight, I'm sure, on the plane on the way home, and kind of enjoy and soak in this moment. And tomorrow we'll be back watching races from here, and Sunday, and back to the shop Monday, back to work. So we just have to do the best that we can, and we'll be ready to go.
And you mentioned that you're still young yourself, but you've been involved in the sport now for a good 7 years. How much have you changed and evolved as a driver compared to when you started in the Truck Series?
I don't think there's words to describe that. I've changed a lot. I've grown up. I've gone through a lot from the ups to the downs, the highs to the lows, back to the highs, back to the lows. You just keep focused on the task at hand and what you want to do and how to be happy. I'm definitely happy that I'm here at Kyle Busch Motorsports, and we got the win.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Mitchell Brewer.
First off, John Hunter, congratulations on the win. Where would you say this win ranks among the ones you've had in your career?
Yeah, that's a really tough question. I don't know. This one is bittersweet. I think more so from the validation of moving back from the Cup Series back to the Truck Series. And I feel like a lot of people see that as you're downgrading yourself or you're downgrading series. And I don't quite see it that way. So the series is very competitive. There's a lot of competitive trucks every single week, and it's really close racing. I learned a lot over the course of my career, and I definitely think a lot of that experience kind of applies into this and what we've been able to do so far. But none of this would be possible without the team that is surrounded, I'm surrounded by at Kyle Busch Motorsports.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Sterling Price.
Thank you. First of all, John Hunter, congratulations on the victory. A couple of questions that I have, one of them being, back when you decided back in December to move back to the Truck Series from the Cup Series, were there any second thoughts whatsoever on whether or not you were making the best decision in terms of your career?
I feel like when you're making that decision, you're trying to lay out the best option that you feel like is best for your career. But not only best for your career, something that you're going to be happy with, something that you can live with yourself, and something that you can have the recollection of being validated, right? Just trying to make sure that you're doing everything that you can as a driver and as a person to be the happiest that you can and having fun. And I'm sure having fun so far.
And a quick follow-up that I have, now that you've gotten the win back in the Truck Series, and I know it's might be a little too early to say for sure, but in terms of your career, would you be comfortable staying in the Truck Series for just a little while longer before a possible opportunity arises to move up?
I'm going to take it day by day, and I'm focused on this year. I'm not focused on the future right now. I'm focused on this moment and being present in this moment and maximizing the opportunity that I have. I feel like when I was younger, I always would try and get ahead of myself and maybe move up the ranks too quick or want to be somewhere too quick. And I feel like I've matured a lot as a driver from my first race when I was 16 years old in the NASCAR Cup World Truck Series. So who knows what the future brings? I'm not worried about it right now. I'm just excited and stoked that we got the trophy and brought home the checkered flag tonight.
Enjoy the moment, John Hunter. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Next, we're going to go to Marty Zakala.
Thank you. John Hunter, congratulations on the win. Hearing your radio communications before that final restart, you were saying, Kyle coming with me, how important were those restarts tonight, especially with the Choose V being in play and you two can line up in the same lane?
Yeah, Kyle is obviously a great race car driver. He's really good on restarts. He's able to push everything else. And I feel like these truck restarts come down to who your pusher is, who's behind you, who can lock onto the bumper, if they're going to stay with you or not, and how committed they are to that truck in front. And I felt like Kyle was going to put himself in the best position for either myself or him to win. So it definitely turned out on the right foot. He's a great boss. He's a great guy. I feel like he gets a bad rap sometimes, but he's just very passionate, and I'm proud to kind of be underneath his banner right now.
Going back to what was asked about Toyota sweeping out race of the season so far, they had a top five overall tonight, sweeping the top five. Talk to me about what this means for the TRD brand as a whole. And I mean, I know you drove with Ford Performance last year, but talk about like the improvement they've really made over 2020.
Yeah, I think that I can only thank Tony Stewart for calling out Toyota last year in one of his interviews kind of saying that the Ford manufacturer was better with their driver development program and whatnot. And I think that kind of lit a spark underneath some of the employees at Toyota as well. So they've given me everything that I've needed, everything that I've asked for, everything that I've wanted to be able to succeed seed. And it's amazing for them to be able to give everything that they do to Kyle Busch Motorsports, as well as the other Toyota teams here in the NASCAR Hero World Truck Series. And it's just amazing. They're a great group and they want to win races. And so do we all have the same goal.
Thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
John Hunter, I got a question via the text app here. It said, my question is, how has it been working with Eric Phillips early on in the season?
It's been working good. I really enjoy being around Eric, and I've been around him my whole life. He changed some of my diapers when I was a baby. So being able to have that relationship and for him to believe in me and believe in this organization and step away from being the car chief on Denny Hamlin's Cup car over the past few years and being in the Cup Series and kind of make the jump from the Cup Series back to the Truck Series with me. He told me before he took this deal that he wasn't here to run second. He was here to win races and continue to add to that tally of the most winningest crew chief in NASCAR King World Truck Series history. And luckily we're able to do so. So it's an amazing opportunity. I trust him. I feel like he trusts me, and our communication is only going to get better on and off the racetrack.
All right. We have a couple more for you here. We're going to go with Cameron Richardson.
Hey, John, in what ways has Kyle Busch served as a mentor toward you since you joined KBM or throughout your career? Because you said he said that, you know, people notice he's had a bad rep, but what have you learned from him just behind the scenes?
Yeah, I've learned a lot from him behind the scenes. I feel like I really haven't been close to a driver other than my dad, in a sense, over my career and whatnot. And being able to kind of expand that to Kyle over last year, kind of my first year in the Cup Series, and being able to pick his brain. And we would talk about super late model racing, truck racing, Xfinity racing, Cup racing, Brexton's racing at Millbridge, and kind of touring around the country. I feel like we've kind of grown that in a sense. And I feel like I can call Kyle a friend for sure. And he's been great. Any questions I ask, he definitely gives me the knowledge, and he's not afraid to reach out. And we were actually able to talk kind of before the race tonight as well, and talk to him about a couple of things pre-race, and it all worked out. I'm excited to have him as a boss and mentor and a friend overall. So hopefully we continue this winning thing for him and Kyle Busch Motorsports.
Thanks, John. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up with Kelvin LaPierre.
Thanks, Steph. Congrats on the win, John Hunter. I'm just wondering, you said earlier in the press conference that you didn't think that or know if your win would come this early. So now that the win has come this early in the season, how does that change your mindset going into the rest of the year? And how much momentum does that give Kyle Busch Motorsports?
Yeah, I think our mindset stays the same. We want to win every single week that we show up. We've been close. We're close at Daytona Road Course for the second race. And we've kicked off the year on a high foot. So hopefully we can continue that and just keep on pressing and carry this momentum in. But I feel like we're only going to get better as a team and we're in an organization. I hope that we peak at the right time when we need to during the playoffs and go win this championship for Toyota, Kyle Busch Motorsports, and all of our great partners.
Thanks, John. Good luck in Atlanta.
Thank you.
All right, John Hunter, I have one fun fact for you before we let you go. You and your dad are the first father-son duo to ever win National Series races here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Your dad won in the Xfinity Series back in 2003. So kind of a fun thing to talk to him about when you get done here.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And to all of our media, we will have the audio and video from this up on NASCARmedia.com shortly, and we will see you tomorrow after the NASCAR Xfinity Series race.
What are you going to do, right here?